Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners with New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Laurie Kleiman, who in addition to being an author, facilitator and overall HR guru with her company HR Topics, also plays an integral role in the annual HR Florida Conference, serving as program chair. Laurie, for 19 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about what you do and who you serve.
Thanks, Mark. I so appreciate being here. You and I have known each other for so many years through HR Florida, and that is without a doubt my passion project. That is a completely volunteer role where I serve and give back to this HR community that has given so much to me and my entire career. So I love doing that. In my day-to-day work, I do some HR consulting, but primarily run my own business, which is HR Topics. And the biggest thing we do today is bring together HR people in a community membership, community type group, where we really get to know each other. We have expert speakers. I think you've probably spoken to it over the years. A while ago. And really just have a place for HR people to connect. My expertise has always been in the smaller businesses. The HR departments of one are often the people who I serve. And that is where my expertise comes from, the very small business. And as you talked about your core purpose, it's so interesting that you bring in the idea of acumen, because business acumen, because I believe if we as HR people want to be our best today, we must lead with business first. And we must know what the goals of our businesses are, what we, our leaders want, and how they evaluate success. Because often in HR, we're trying to focus on the holiday party or employee engagement. And at the end of the day, that may not be aligned with your business. So I love the fact that your core purpose includes that idea of business acumen. Being your best, I think, is another really good statement to pick apart, because you've got to start with knowing what that is. What is your best? We aren't all great at recruiting or compliance or performance management, and we want to bring in and support ourselves with others that are. And sometimes that's hiring experts like yourself to help people fill in those gaps. So often I see HR people who feel like they have to be everything to everybody. And that is not only impossible, it is exhausting. One of the things I think we've realized in the HR field is that we have to allow ourselves the space and freedom to say, here is my bandwidth. Here is what I can do. And when I can get that done. And that is excellence. Saying no sometimes is the most excellent thing you can do. And one of the things I like to say, we take it from improv. I don't know. I'm looking at your on air and wondering if you ever did any improv work. Oh. But okay. And that is the idea of saying no, but. No, I can't do that. But here's how I think we can get that done. So really think about giving yourself that gift of knowing what your strengths are and knowing how much you can get done in a typical day. I like to refer to what I call work-life integration. My daughter hates when I say that. But I do believe that in today's world, It's where we are. And I think work-life balance is too difficult to achieve, especially if we want to be seen as the leaders in our organization. And we want to show up and be trusted as somebody who's fairly senior. And for myself, what that means is that I may be on a call at 8 o'clock at night because a crisis has happened. But at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if I want to go play pickleball, I go play pickleball. Now, I'm at a slightly different place in my career. I'm toward the end of it, but it is, I think, something to really think about as we talk about being our best. Because in HR, we show up every day for others. And if we don't take care of ourselves, nobody else will.
I love that. It may be, Laurie, at HR Florida this year, we have a game of pickleball.
Maybe we should do that.
Maybe
We
we
are
should.
looking to invent the whole program.
Well, there we
I'm
go.
thinking that could be fun.
I'm loving that. Well, that's I just want to thank for your insights, Laurie, as always. And for everybody who watches these back, I'm sure they want to thank you as well for your rich experience that you've shared with us today. Before we sign off, just a reminder to subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of the website for the professional development opportunities that we offer on a regular basis. And with that, everybody, have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.